know I put in work, hustling hard. I get what I want. I'm a self-made star. I'm a self-made star. I'm a self-made star. You know I stay on top, keep raising the bar. I strive for progression. I'm a self-made star. I'm a self-made star. I'm a self-made star. Sacrificing all if you wanna be something. And I've been working, I've been grinding. Guaranteed the success is what I'm finding. They've been hating, they've been sleeping. They can't stop me as soon as see that. Went from living in a house up on the hill to buying the whole city. You can't do anything wrong.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Sean Mathis here from the Millionaire Masterminds. CEO and founder of the most elite, most intense mastermind programs on the planet. And this is the Success Begins on Sunday show. This is our very first episode, so it's very, very special to me. And I really wanted to bring a special guest on for you guys. I've got Jared Glant, the VP of sales for Grant Cardone. You guys know if you've listened to me, if you followed me for a while, that I love Grant and I love what Jared and all of them are doing over there. They've got a great organization and they are doing amazing things for entrepreneurs, business owners, salespeople all over the world. And you got to connect with these guys. And so I couldn't think of anybody better to have than Jared Glant on our show today to talk with us about Gen Y, the millennial movement, the whatever it takes mindset, and what you need to be doing as a young entrepreneur and how you can move forward in your business and things that you're up against in this economy, in this competitive environment, and how you can reach the top. So thank you so much, Jared, for coming on and giving us some of your time. I know you're busy.
Yeah, Sean. Hey, I really appreciate it, man. I was excited when I heard that this was going to be your first episode. I've been watching you for a couple years now. I think we've known each other, and seeing your progression and growth has been really inspiring. And I think you've got a great message, and I'm happy to be here today.
I appreciate it, man. And I know that our listeners can't see you, but we've got an amazing studio that you guys just had set up there. So if folks want to watch your guys' shows and your videos and podcasts, can you just tell them real quick where they can catch a glimpse of some of the stuff that you guys have going on over there?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have an online digital business network. It's called Grant Cardone TV. And you can find that at grantcardonetv.com. The whole platform was built around a reality show that we shot the first series of maybe, I think, 2 years ago at this point, called Whatever It Takes. And so that Whatever It Takes kind of became a movement. And the purpose for the show was, you know, hey, we wanted to find people willing to do whatever it takes to get the job done. And we were sick of hiring people off of resumes, hiring people that said that they had whatever it takes and they do whatever it took. And, you know, they'd get here and, you know, 90 days later, we'd find out that their message wasn't necessarily authentic and real, and a lot of fluff. So the purpose of the show is really to find those people. And so it's a great show, had a fun time doing it, really put people through the ringer. And then that kind of evolved into us trying to find other ways to reach the audience, which is, you know, you mentioned earlier, the Young Hustler show that Grant and I do, which is a show that I helped, kind of inspire the creation of, because, you know, I started working with Grant when I was 26 years old. I'm 31 now. Man, there just really wasn't somebody who had a lot of good information for me to be successful with that I could really identify with. And that's kind of hard, right? You know, like when you want to learn from somebody, you got to be able to engage with them. And Grant was that guy for me. That's why I actually came to work for him, which I know we'll probably talk about at some point. But it's information that's relevant. Grant's a really cool guy. He's a guy you'd want to hang out with, not one of your dad's golf buddies from the country club. Somebody who's kind of fun to be around, a lot of energy, and I think any millennial will identify with Grant's message and will benefit a lot from it. So
awesome. Well, I know that I'm definitely a follower and a fan of everything that you guys are doing. But let's talk about that real quick. Let's talk about how you were able to find Grant and really make a dream come true for yourself in pursuing going to work with somebody that you followed and that you idolized and that you really identified with. Let's talk about how you found him and then what led you from the ground floor with him to where you're at now, VP, and you've got, you know, 30 plus reporting to you on the sales team, and you run the entire sales organization there. So let's talk about that, because it's quite a feat. And I think that a lot of the millennials out there are sort of looking for that direction. That's one of the things that I found in this generation, you know, being in it with millennials. I'm a millennial as well. There's a lot of folks who are just kind of getting stuff together. And, you know, we're 30 years old at this point, and they're just finally figuring that out. So, like, how did you find that so early, and what led you in that direction?
Well, you know, I think that I was actually at a disservice, and the message that was communicated to me by schools, by the media, by college, whatever, ended up being a very different reality when I ended up graduating. So, you know, this idea of go to college, get a degree, and then you're going to be able to walk and do a good job, it's not so much the case anymore. You know, I had always been a good communicator with people and personable. And so I kind of ended up in sales jobs early, and at, you know, 20 years old, I was making 180 grand a year selling advertising. So, living at home with my parents with no bills. So, I had experienced some success early on and then, you know, made some bad decisions and was started being irresponsible like a 21 year old with money, you know, would be. And really just blew it all and ended up hanging around bad people, doing things I shouldn't have been doing. And so I kind of went through this evolution of, you know, doing well, making money, broke, on unemployment at one point, you know, doing drugs, partying all the time, and just kind of had to get out of the situation. So I moved to Austin, Texas, and was working with my dad and lived there for 2 years and was kind of getting my head back on and just realized that Austin probably wasn't the place that I was going to end up. You know, I always knew that I was capable of big things. And, you know, if you're looking for a big opportunity, you know, you kind of have to get on the field. You know, you can't sit back in the bleachers and think, man, you know, it's going to be great one day if I can get that. And you never suit up and get on the field and play the game. So I ended up moving back to California. And at the time I was working for my dad, I'd come across Grant and started following his stuff. And so when I was back in San Diego, I was like, you know what, this guy's inspired something in me that I lost, and I need to find a way to get closer to this and become a part of this, because I wasn't so much a fan of Grant, like the fanboy who just wanted to be close to Grant because he was Grant. But I actually believed in the message and that other people needed to hear the message. And so that was really the catalyst for me to start pursuing Grant. And, you know, I mean, man, when I graduated from college, I honestly thought, you know, I'd be able to start farming out my resume and people would be banging the door down. And even from somebody with sales experience, you know, I thought that, you know, man, when I graduate, yeah, you know, I'm going to send resumes. I'm going to have so many job offers. I'm not going to know what to do with them because I'm a great personable guy. But that model's just kind of broken. And so I kind of got that reality check when I first kind of had graduated from college. I remember I was sending resumes out to get into an advertising company. And, you know, I think I sent a resume to Saatchi & Saatchi and never heard back. And I was like, I actually thought that they were going to like call me and engage with me for sending a resume. And, you know, after one call, right? Like, what was I thinking? Anyways, so kind of full circle back to San Diego, found Grant, was like, hey, I got to work for this guy. I made the decision. You know, I think that's the big thing that people have to do is they have to make a decision of what they want. You know, if you have no clarity on what you want, it's going to be really hard for you to put the muscle behind it and get the thing over the finish line. Whether that's a job, whether that's a girl, whether that's a goal that you have, you really, really, really have to have clear intention on what it is you want. And sometimes that can be a challenge to find. You know, people search their whole lives for their quote unquote passion. I was fortunate enough to find what I knew I wanted to do and called him every day for about a month and a half, emailed every day, got to know everybody in the office. It was, you know, they knew my call was coming, started making friends with everybody. And then, I remember it was a Sunday morning. It was like 9:30 in the morning on Sunday. I was in San Diego and Grant's office was up in LA, and I got a phone call that said, you know, hey, got an opportunity for Grant to interview you. A guy he was working with at the time had called me, and said, can you get up here today at like 1 o'clock? And I remembered looking down. I was like, geez, it's a three or three and a half hour trip up there. And I got to hustle. So jammed up there and interviewed and ended up getting the job. And so the rest is kind of history. When I started with him though, it was pretty interesting. This is a story he tells sometimes. The first day that I started, I was in there and I started making a list because he hired me as a salesperson, but I was really answering phones. I mean, I was doing everything. And I was writing a list out and he walked in and he was like, hey, I'm Grant, like real serious, you know? And I looked up at him. I'm like, hey, you know, I'm Jared. How's it going? He's like, what are you doing right here? I'm like, well, I'm actually going through. I was all proud, you know, I'm going through and I'm making a list of people to call. I'm making my list of prospects and I'm going to pound this list out and I'm going to get some deals. I was so excited about my list. And, I won't use the language he used, but he's like, I'm not paying you to make an effing list. Pick up the phone and start dialing. And so that was kind of my like reality check. Like, hey, this is real now. Prior to that, I'd never made a cold call on the phone in my life before. So, and just kind of ended up, you know, sticking through it and went through all the doubt and the fear and the rejection that anybody goes through when they're doing something new and wanted to quit at one point. And just, you know, before I quit, I said, you know, people always say, if you're going to go down swinging. And I didn't really know what that meant until I actually did it, you know? And so I really went all in. I started training on his stuff every day, reading every book I could get my hands on, going to sleep with his audio programs playing in my ears as I was falling asleep at night, really just becoming obsessed, like literally obsessed, where people I was hanging out with were, you know, they're like, hey, you're really into this thing. I'm like, yeah, I know. I got big goals. I got big dreams. I need to be obsessed right now. You guys go to shows, go see bands, go out to the bar, do whatever. I've got my thing that I need to handle right now. And so I think that clarity of intention and then the work ethic pushed behind it is really what kind of established me is Grant's guy. And then, you know, the more committed I was, the more he saw me work and push in, then he actually started giving me attention. So I think for the first 6 months, we maybe had, you know, three or four conversations.
Awesome. Well, then you guys sort of, you came up with this, the Young Hustler Show. We talked about that just briefly. But like, what instilled that passion to be that message for Gen Y? And let's talk about that Young Hustlers movement and really what that's all about, what's inspired you there and what your whole mission is with that show.
So look, I think one of the best ways that you can package and deliver a message to people where it's well received is to be authentic and be real. And there's nothing about what we do in this company or what we do on those shows that is not something that we go through. You know, when we do a show about fear, it's probably because I was scared about something that week and we wanted to talk about it, or making a sales call or following up or closing a transaction or whatever. You have to be real. And there were so many things that I had questions about and uncertainties about as I was evolving as a salesperson and an entrepreneur, that I wanted to talk about. And I figured, you know what, if I've got these questions, there's no way that people out there aren't saying to themselves the same things. And so that was really what was like, you know, you've got to do this. You've got to do this because there's so much bad information out there. And, you know, if you went by what the papers say, you would think that millennials are these like mutant trolls who just cling to their mother's teat and, you know, sucking the life out of the parents, you know, until they're 35 years old, and that it's a very bleak picture. And in fact, you know, technology, the availability of information, the accessibility of information really has created an environment where a millennial can be more successful today quicker than any other generation ever could have hoped for. You know, I mean, you don't have to look very far to find stories about 21-year-old, 25-year-old, 23-year-old, multimillionaires, billionaires even, who had an idea in their garage and came up with Snapchat or Instagram or Facebook. And so I think that the media is characterized the whole entire generation is this, you know, this counted out, you know, let's cross our fingers and hope that they can figure something out because it's not looking good. And, you know, I know that there's a large following of people that just don't subscribe to that. You know, you're one of them. You're out there, you've got the same message. You're like, you know, look, don't tell me that we've given up or that we're entitled when I'm out here breaking my ass every day trying to achieve my dreams, you know? So it's really just about more people like you, Sean, or me or whoever that have a voice that believe in that to voice that, because there's a lot of noise out there that speaks to the contrary. So, you know, it's about pulling ourselves up by our bootstraps, boning up and saying, look, you know what? Yeah, I don't know about you, but when somebody tells me I can't do something, I always get real fired up about that. So you tell me can't do this, you tell me I can't do that, I'm going to do it just to spite you. And so, you know, enough of us get together, enough of us rise up, you know, we can be the paradigm shift, you know, we can be the inspiration and the catalyst behind a real shift in the mindset of people. And, you know, there are people out there that are entitled. There are people out there that you know, there's people out there that are raised. I mean, there's people out there that'll speak to every stereotype you'd like. It's just up to you to determine whether or not you're going to be a part of that crowd or be different. So.
I think you hit on a couple of good points. You know, I think that the marketplace as a whole, not just millennials, but the marketplace as a whole is starving for authenticity. I think that's really why, you know, you guys have seen such amazing success there at Grant Cardone's, is because you are authentic. You are that true voice, and the Young Hustler Show is really taken off. You're that real voice in the marketplace, where the marketplace really lacks authenticity. I mean, we're hit day in and day out with thousands of advertisements. I want to say somewhere around 2,000 or 3,000 advertisements a day people are hit with. And a lot of it's, quite frankly, just bullshit. Exactly. I mean, we're so accustomed to just tuning the world out anymore because we can't shift through what's real and what's not. So we just shut ourselves off to the world because there's not authenticity out there. And when we can find something that resonates and that we can tell is real and authentic, and it's something that I teach, I spend an entire week in one of my 8-week programs on being real, being authentic, and being relevant in today's marketplace, and how powerful that is to attract the perfect customer when you can be that real voice in their life, because there's not many real voices in their life anymore.
Yeah, and again, you know, to my earlier point, the availability of information is also something that you got to be aware of, you know, like and sometimes you don't always get good information. Information that may appear to be good can in fact be damaging. So, you know, again, this is just like any other generation. They all have their own challenges. They all have the things that they're fighting with and trying to battle through to get to the finish line. You know, in this case, it's latch on to people where you know you're seeing success created. You know, you don't have to go too far in our circle with Grant to find a lot of people who are winning in a big way. You know, we've got people that we've hired that went from making barely $3,000 a month to $50,000 a month. And you know, when you just need to be wary. You know, somebody's promising you the world and you can look around and you don't see anybody around them doing well. You just need to be a little smart about your association. So, you know, like one of the things that I tell people when they come here is, you know, when they want to work for us, is I tell them how much money they can make. And then the next thing I do is I point to the person who's making the money, or I point to the sales board and say, that's what people are making this month. So this isn't some, cross your fingers and hope. This is, when's it going to happen for you? So, you know, I would say that as well. You know, just beware, you know, find one person who's got a solid message that you can believe in and get behind. You know, there is some value in different information, but at the same time, too much information can clutter you up and take your focus off of really making one message yours. Like for me, I read books, but I know that what's true to me and what I believe the most in is what we preach here every day. And so, you know, I'm not looking to have 50 different mentors or gurus or experts, man. I just need one whose information I know front to back and whose information that I've seen validated to work.
That's right. And to that point, you know, lead me into the next thing I really want to talk about, which is, you know, that information. And I posted a while back on my Facebook page, maybe a week ago or so, that, you know, you'll start out getting paid for what you do, but you'll really start making the money for getting paid for what you know. And you know, really taking that knowledge, and it's really what's put me in the position that I'm in, is because I've figured out a niche in the marketplace, and I've studied it front to back, and I filled a void that existed in the marketing space for the insurance industry, in the marketing space, and helping people monetize their fan base, which is why I've worked with some of the people I've worked with. But it's because I have that information, and I found a niche where other people don't have it, and I was able to fill it and learn it. And like you said, you know, we have an opportunity here as millennials, because of all the information, to get to places that our parents and generations before us have never seen. You know, when I grew up, I, you know, always idolized, man, I hope one day I'm as successful as my dad. And I can say today, I'm sure he'd be proud to say that I've reached anything beyond what he's ever done. And I just turned 30. So, you know, you really can, if you will focus, you know, if you guys listening will focus your efforts. And if you're an X, it's not too late. If you're a boomer, I'm sorry, it's probably too late. No, some people say it's never too late. You can take today and make today be that difference for you. If you will really get that clarity that Jared talked about a few minutes ago in what you want. And I think that it's such a hard question to answer, to like truly sit there in silence and ask yourself, what do I want at a deep level? That's a really tough question to answer.
And remind yourself on a regular
basis. You've been able to do it.
You know? You've got to remind yourself, you know, like we talk about writing your goals down twice a day. Like that's a non-negotiable when you come and work here. You got to write them down twice a day, and they have to be posted somewhere in your space so that everybody around you can help keep you accountable for it. So, you know, it's about the clarity, and then you got to have the follow-up behind it to make sure that it becomes a part of what you're doing, you know. And, you know, like you'd mentioned some, you know, the previous generations. I mean, my parents never told me, dude, you got to get rich. And like never once. They're like, you know, hey man, if you could get a six-figure job, you know, making $150,000 a year, man, you're going to be set. The first person that told me I need to get rich was Grant. I mean, I always thought I needed to get rich, but nobody was like, hey, you know what? Your only way to be secure and to be free in life is to get filthy rich. And if I would have had that message a little sooner, you know, I think that, you know, things would be different for me, you know, and people think that money's a bad thing. You know, some people think you hear that, you hear, you know, money won't make you happy. If you've been broke and you've got money and you've played both experiments out, tell me which one you'd rather prefer. I mean, I'd take the money any day of the week. I'd rather be miserable and rich than poor and happy.
Hey, I'm there with you, because I've seen both sides of the coin, and you know, it's back to, you know, Grant's message. It's, you know, it's not so much at its core about being rich, but it's about being free. But the only way you're going to be free in this world, the way that it's designed, is that if you're rich, because it requires money to have things, and you have to have things in order to have freedom. And it's just the way it works, and it's the way our world is designed. So, I mean, you can be spiritually free, and that's fantastic, but you're going to be spiritually free under a bridge if you don't make that rent payment.
No, I hear you.
I want to talk real quick about some of the stats on the millennials and folks that are listening that might be wondering, you know, trying to find that direction, trying to find that clarity so they can, you know what's out there. You know, I talked to you a little bit before we went on air about our parents and generations before us, and how college used to be a big deal. You know, it used to be only 5% of the population, 2 to 5% of the population ever went to college. And today, 75% of millennials graduate high school. And of those 75%, 68% of those go to college. So, you know, it's a must anymore to be competitive in the corporate world. But then the other statistic is that, like you said, because of information, we have more entrepreneurs who decide in the millennials to just say, you know what, skip that. I've got this idea and I'm going to run with it. And I don't need to wait for corporate America to give me the opportunity. I'm going to learn. I'm going to educate myself on the business world and educate myself through college. And then I'm going to take these ideas and put them to work. And I'm going to go to work for myself. So I wanted to, you know, you guys have worked with millennials, and you've really dedicated yourself to this particular demographic. So, you know, what is your take on somebody who's trying to find clarity, given those statistics and knowing what's out there that, you know, might help somebody if they were to ask you, well, what should I do? You know, what is the best industry for me? You know, should I do the college thing? Should I not do the college thing? I hear about this entrepreneurial stuff, but I don't really know how to run a business, because there are some obstacles out there as well. We do have all of these ideas, but it's hard to get a loan today, you know, with the financial world crumbling in 2008, banks aren't just readily willing and able to give people money. So it's really hard to find that capital. So if you have a great idea, what are you supposed to do with it, right? So there's, you know, a lot of confusion out there as well.
Well, I mean, you know, look, here's the thing. If you got to choose between getting a college education or just learning how to get what you want, you take get what I want any day of the week. And I think that that's the big thing. The first thing that you need to learn how to do is get what you want, right? For some people, a vehicle to get them what they want is to get really, really educated, right? I'm going to learn as much information as I can, because there's value in information. And if I'm able to take that knowledge and information somewhere, then they'll see value in me. I think that if people learned how to sell themselves and present their value and really just there, that's what salespeople are, dude. They're people that can go out and get things, whether it's a deal or a job. I mean, a salesperson can go out and get something. Other than just some, you know, different from somebody who wants to sit in a library and get really educated, like an engineer or something. I think we were talking about the highest paying jobs. The first one was an engineer, and then the second one was a salesperson. So, you know, engineers get paid for their intelligence, and salespeople get paid because they know how to go out and get stuff. So I think for maybe a millennial who's in that point in their life where they're like, they need to, you know, figure out, you know, where's this going? What am I going to do? I'll tell you, if you learn how to get what you want, if you learn how to sell, you can go anywhere in life and do anything you want to do. You know, the obsessed people who, you know, the Mark Zuckerbergs, you know, he was a guy that knew how to get what he wanted. He didn't finish his education at Harvard. He was committed to a project and was in pursuit it relentlessly. And then once he got the idea to a point where he could share it with people, he relentlessly pursued getting it out to everybody. And he's a guy that knows how to go out and get what he wants. So that's the most valuable skill that you can have in life. And I talk to the sales team about it all the time. You know, we've got 30 people in here. 98% of them have moved from outside of the state to come work here. They're already making the leap. Hey, I'm going to get what I want. I'm moving from out of state to go work with GC. And once they get here, now it's like, okay, now you're going to get the education on how hard it really is to get some things. And I think that's one of the biggest misestimations, if whatever the word is, that millennials make, is how much effort and work it actually takes to get something done. And that's the entire premise of the 10X rule. Before any millennial goes to college, before they try to get a job, they need to read the 10X rule, because the fairy tale of your degree will be the doorway or the gateway for the job of your dreams is bullshit. You need to learn how to go out and get what you want. And the only way you're going to be successful is if you have the right expectations of how much work, effort, push, determination, grit, drive, whatever you want to call it, that you're willing to push into a certain direction until you get what you want. And, you know, it took me over 30 phone calls to even get an interview. 30 phone calls, 30 emails every day to even get an interview, to even get the opportunity to say, hey, this is what I'm about. And it's a noisy world out there. So you have to find a way to be different. And picking up a phone and calling somebody, it's like different today, you know? Like, you talk to boomers, they're like, you know, they want to call and talk on the phone. And, you know, I talked to my aunt about text messaging, and she's like, you know, text messaging, can I just call you and we could talk? And I'm like, it's quicker, it's easier. You know, you can just have a short little conversation. But the point is that you have to be able to utilize these tools that are being abandoned, right? Like the telephone. We just did this whole big seminar or a webinar called Millions on the Phones. It's how to basically make $1 million on the phone. And, you know, the lost art of making the phone call. It's crazy. But I really like that.
You guys really need to check that out.
Get into that, you know, that idea of doing the things that other people aren't doing, which nobody follows up. Nobody makes phone calls anymore. Nobody just shows up and says, hey, I'm going to work for you and I'm willing to do whatever it takes. I mean, the lost art of doing those things is what will actually get you further. It'll get you to the front of the line in most places. So,
yeah. So, you know, we're called, I say we're the millennials, we're called the entrepreneurial generation. You know, we've seen 2001, we've seen 2008, we've seen the corporate America's willingness to let people go. We've seen our parents get let go from jobs maybe they've been at 20 or 30 years that they've dedicated their whole professional life to, and they get let go because at the end of the day, corporate America's worried about their bottom line and their stockholders. They really could give two shits about their employees. And I don't care how valued you feel today, when the rubber meets the road, and if it's time to cut ahead and you're the head that needs to be cut, you're going to get cut. And that's just the way it is. And millennials understand that. So, you know, there's actually 1/3 of all entrepreneurial startups, all new business startups in 2013 were between the age of 29 and 34. Wow. So 1/3 of the people are millennials, and we're understanding and being able to get out there. But I think there's a lot of people who fear that word sales still. And I like your analogy of get what you want, not really selling. I mean, if you think about it though, Mark Zuckerberg was a salesperson because he was able to sell his idea to the world, right? And sales comes in so many different forms. I think people get so scared of being labeled a salesman because of that old used car salesman standing there smoking a cigarette all day long that we picture in our mind when you say the word sales. But you know, it's really not as scary of a world as you think it is. If you can think of it as the way Jared talked about, as just simply going and getting what you want, that's all it is. It's nothing to be afraid of. But that's where the true opportunity lies: is being able to go and get what you want, not being afraid to go open a boutique if that's what you want to do, or you know, expand that idea and create that app that you want to create, or that website, or have that retail business, or start up a consulting firm, or whatever it is that you want to do. Maybe it's selling real estate or insurance, but not being afraid to get into that world because you're afraid to sell things or you're afraid to call people. Because ultimately, if you have a good product or service or your idea truly is good, then you're helping people. And you really have, in my opinion, you have a moral obligation to share that with people if it's going to help them. Shame on you if you don't.
And that's where like the conviction and the passion comes from, you know, that the push when you hear no, like the belief and the conviction that you know in your heart you are right and that this is the right thing to do. And that is what creates. I mean, man, if you've ever spoken with somebody who is just so convinced about what they're communicating, or they feel so passionately or deeply, I mean, somebody's conviction can actually move you. I mean, like if you really think about it, somebody could come up talking to you about, you know, God only knows what, you know, astrophysics. And you're like, man, I got no clue what you're talking about, but it sounds good, man. I mean, you know, sign me up for some of that. You know, people who are just so inspiring because of how much they believe in what they're talking about. I mean, it moves you as a person, and you know, Grant's a great example of that. Probably more than any person I've ever met in my life, he believes in what he's doing, and he believes that it's for the betterment of man. He believes that he can take any person and make them a salesperson. He believes that he can take any person and triple their income. I mean, he believes it down to his core, and nobody can shake him of that. And that's why, you know, being around him is so, he's like magnetic, because he's just got this belief down in the pit of his stomach with every word that he says. And it's just, it's intoxicating. It can change your own beliefs about yourself. And the only way that you get to that point is to go through the process, just like anything else, is building a muscle, going to the gym, lifting weights, doing the curls. You want your biceps to get bigger? Do the curls. I mean, people see where Grant is now, but but they didn't know Grant, you know, 30 years ago when he was cold calling, going door to door, doing 260 days on the road, doing 4 days a week of events, back to back to back to back, living out of hotel rooms in his car and driving all over the country, not having a home, like, you know, getting kicked out of places, going through all the ups and downs that people face when they get rejection or when they're trying to build a business. But, you know, he is so conditioned because of how much rejection that he faced. He's bulletproof. And as an entrepreneur, that's something that I strive for, is how can I get to the point where I'm so sold on me, on my product, on my worth, on everything, that it literally has the ability to influence and change people. And I think that if everybody can take something from this, it's figure out what that is for you. What is your value proposition? How are you different? Why are you different? How are you going to communicate that to somebody? If you're up in a room and you're against 50 other applicants, how are you going to stand out? And if you work that muscle out, then you'll have the ability to articulate that to people when the time comes. And people who are around you will come to know you for somebody who is extremely clear on who they are, on what they're about, and you will get what you want out of life. But it's a muscle that you have to build. And I think that's a misconception that people have as well, is you don't just wake up spitting game overnight, right? Like how many swings have you, you stepped up to the plate with Forshawn, you swung out of your shoes and you missed and you fell on your face. The presentation that you blew, the client that you lost, whatever. I mean, but you know what? You got back up. You stepped up to the plate again, you dust yourself off and you said, all right, let's go again. And you know, through that, you build the skill, the muscle, and you end up one day, hopefully, you know, maybe me and you got a shot at being half as successful as Grant is.
Right. So I'll let you close out, but there's four things that I want you guys to really take away from. If you've been listening, if you haven't taken notes, then don't worry, because I've got the four key points that I've extracted from this that I want you guys to really think about and re-listen and share with a friend if it resonates with you and you think it'll help somebody else. But I want you guys to really think about being authentic. We talked about authenticity and how the marketplace and really the population at large is starving for truth. If you can be authentic with yourself and just not worry about trying to conform to what you think people want you to be, or to what society wants you to be, or what society thinks, or your parents, or your spouse, or whoever, what you think they want, and just worry about being who you are at the core and knowing what you want, getting that clarity, point number two, on what you want, and answer that question and reevaluate that as you go, because that's going to change for you. I know it's changed for me. Being able to answer and stay clear about what it is that you really want and why you're doing what you're doing, and making sure that that's in alignment with what you want. And then being able to take action. We talked about making the decision, whatever that is that you want, and then taking action. That's one of the hardest things for people to do, is to be able to make a decision. We're so worried about being wrong and so worried about missing that swing, so worried about taking that shot or not getting that client. Or like, you know, Grant said, don't make the list, just pick up the damn phone. Mm-hmm. Make the decision. Get clear about what you want and then make the decision. And then the final point is to pursue that with relentless passion. Like Jared talked about, pursuing that job relentlessly, calling over and over and over and over, not giving up. Because had he given up, he wouldn't be where he's at today. He wouldn't be running the sales organization for one of the greatest speakers and authors in the world. So, you know, you guys really need to think about those four points and find out where that's showing up in your life, and are you showing up every day with those four points? Because I think if you show up every day to your job, you show up every day in life, every day in your relationships, in your business, with those four factors, there's no way you can fail. Jared, I'll let you close it out, man. Again, I appreciate you coming out. Leave them with one final point before we head out, man.
Yeah, you know, I think the thing that everybody can walk away here with is knowing that there's so much more than just what we've covered in this call today. And if you really want strategies, if you want a pathway from the people that have been there before and done it before, I mean, like, dude, look, I'm nowhere near where I'm going to end up. I'm in the journey right now, and I've achieved a decent amount of success so far in my career, but I'm just getting started. And to, you know, my, I guess my big leave behind is, look, you guys need to follow what we're doing. I know it's a shameless self-promotion, but for real, success leaves clues. You don't need to rewrite the book. Follow the people that are doing what you want to do, are where you want to go. You know, don't be hanging out. Oh, sorry. Don't be hanging out with friends who aren't as successful as you want to be. Right. So our network, GrantCardoneTV.com, there's 40 shows on there, and they're all designed about, they're free, absolutely free. All you got to do, go to the network, subscribe, and you can get information on making phone calls, following up, getting your dream job, how to sell somebody, how to build conviction, how to build confidence, how to handle fear, how to handle rejection. I mean, literally your playbook on what you need to do to be successful and to get what you want is all sitting at GrantCardoneTV.com. You can follow me on Twitter. It's at Jared Glant. You can see the way my name's spelt, I'm sure, on the site here. Follow Grant as well, at Grant Cardone. Associate yourself with people who are on board, who are going in the same direction as you, and you too might have a shot, if you do the right things, to be successful. Awesome. As well. So,
again, I appreciate it, guys. Definitely check them out. Also, check them out on Facebook. I think go to YouTube. You can just search Grant Cardone. You'll find there. I think he's got something like 4,000 videos. It's something crazy like that. If you ever want to, you know, pump yourself up, just follow these guys. That's such a great message. And that's really what this show's all about. You know, success begins on Sunday, starting right now, today, and getting a head start of everybody else. Because right now, while everybody else is chilling on the couch, eating peanuts and watching TV, you right now can take the time to dedicate yourself to reaching your goals, aligning yourself with positive message, and then taking action on that. That's why I brought Jared on the show to kick this whole thing off, is because they have a message that needs to be heard. You need to get the 10X rule and just follow what these guys are doing and stay around successful people. Stay around people who have the clarity, even if you don't have it, but it'll help you get clear to be around people who are clear about what they want. Again, I appreciate you guys listening. Pass it on to a friend, and definitely tune in next week, because we've got some good stuff coming for you.
Thanks so much for having me on.